Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your neat parent host, Umm Zakaria. Today, let's talk about the top five ways to cut nails for Muslim kids. Why does this need to be discussed? Well, first, as parents, we know that we serve as the first teacher for our amana. And the ways in which we teach them about being Muslim is through sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ said that we should not exceed 40 days from the last cutting of our nails. And cutting the nails of our children can be a daunting act. So that's why I want to discuss some tips and tricks to get them done, inshallah. First and importantly, definitely instilling and acknowledging that it is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. It is a sound hadith in Sahih Muslim, and letting our kids know, don't we want to be like the Prophet ﷺ? Don't we want to do things that are part of our deen? So letting them know that just cutting your nails or keeping them low and trimming them regularly is a neat thing. And as Muslims, we're required to be clean. Being clean is half our deen, as well as when we're making wudu or just having the tahara for prayer or for reciting, reading, touching the Quran, as well as having good hygiene. It is important that we find ways or get them used to having their nails being cut. For if you're like me, you probably have at least one child who hates, despises having their nails being cut. So I would say the first thing I tend to do with that particular child is to have something that they do like doing. So if there's a TV show they like watching, or if there's a particular nasheed that they like, let's sing it. Or let's watch that show together and get the nails done. Typically, it doesn't get all done in one session. So it could be maybe the right hand and then maybe the next day or 2 days later or maybe 2 hours later, the left hand, and then and so on and so forth. But definitely one of the ways in which it gets done is having something that they like to do or like to watch, which doesn't occupy their nails. So if it's, excuse me, their hands, if they are playing with Legos, maybe that's when you can maybe cut their toenails. Or if they're listening to their favorite nasheed or singing a song, you could probably get the hands and the nails, hands and feet cut. So that would be one way in which you can somewhat distract them from realizing, particularly if you have one who absolutely hates and despises having their nails cut, would say definitely distract them with something they do like, just having that positive association with something they do like, and then they may not even notice that like their nails are being cut. The second way in which we can cut our beautiful child's or children's nails would be when they are sleeping. It might sound risky because you're like, I just got this kid to sleep, or this kid just started sleeping through the night, or I want to sleep. But it literally, I did it the other day and alhamdulillah, it went really well. I was a little nervous because I just got this tip. And I have two kids actually who despise getting their nails cut, and this one worked, alhamdulillah. And I said, okay, you know what? I have to share this, as well as I will do this next time, inshallah. And they were asleep, well into their sleep, probably like an hour or two afterwards. And I just took a paper towel, dampened it with water so that the nails wouldn't like fly all over the place. And they would stick to something and started with the right hand, went to the left hand. I wasn't able to get the feet because the feet were covered. However, it worked really, really well, alhamdulillah, and it was less than a minute. It was like not even a minute, actually. And I would say the worrying and the anxiety was probably longer, but it definitely worked very well. And that is a great way in which you can cut your kids' nails when they're asleep. Inshallah. Another way in which you can cut their nails is to do it with them. So if you have maybe two nail cutters, or if you have maybe those baby nail cutters and an adult one, you can give them the kind of, it's a, I want to say dull blade or nail file or nail, excuse me, not nail file, nail cutter, nail clipper. However, I tend to think that the baby ones, most of the ones that I've had, have the like a mini magnifying glass on it, and then they have a pretty dull blade, probably because younger kids have just typically very soft nails, mashallah. But that's one way in which you can practice with that. You could maybe even put sticker on the nail clipper or have something for them to just kind of practice with and show them how you're doing it, and they could do it on themselves. Obviously, you would supervise, or if it's a dull one, or if it's a plastic one, or a play one, they do have those play sets that have them. That could be something that you could make kind of a parent and child activity. The mamas and the babas out there can do with their kids either or. And have that be less daunting and less intimidating for the children. Just make it into something fun. As well as probably the fourth thing I would add as another way in which you can cut your child's hand, excuse me, not their hands, their nails would be to give them something, you know, afterwards. It could be just like when you attend the dentist, office, you get a sticker or a toy or balloon or all of the above. You could do the same when it's time to cut their nails. It's really not that often that you end up cutting them, but as long as it's within 40 days, don't exceed 40 days from the previous cutting of the nails, yours and your child, obviously. Inshallah. So giving them a toy or giving them an extra show to watch or extra screen time, or giving them some stickers or whatever the prize or the bonus may be, is an incentive to having their nails cut, especially if it's not something that they particularly enjoy, or it is usually, if it is usually a hard thing to do. You know, maybe they're running away, or maybe they hate it, or maybe they're uncomfortable, or they don't like the act of having their nails cut, or maybe they might even be afraid of something that is sharp, or not as sharp, but to them, their perception may be something extremely sharp that is going to be on their nails, so it might be intimidating. So definitely incentivizing with a toy or a prize or a sticker of some sort is another way in which we can get the job done, inshallah, as well as instilling that habit, because it's going to be done, inshallah, regularly and not going to exceed 40 days. And obviously, if you have more than one child, it can be something that is done per child and spread out, and not necessarily like, okay, Mondays we all cut everyone's all of the eight kids all their nails. No, definitely you don't want it to be too stressful for yourself as well. So that would be a suggestion for the Muslim parents out there. And the last way in which you can have your child's nails cut would be to use a nail file. And it doesn't have to be those sharp metal rough nail files with a kind of a stronger sand grit on it. It could be just the old-fashioned paper, cardboard, emery boards, those nail files that have just different colored sandpaper on it, or those buffer boards that have multiple sides, and usually one of the sides is the sand or kind of more grit side, and it goes from the grit to the smoothest of the board, smoothest side of the board. You could have that as an option, especially when they're way younger, more like infant age and maybe even toddler age, because their nails are super, super, super soft, as well as it's not necessarily a task or something that a child that age, an infant, can do on their own. Obviously, it is something that will benefit them, because they're not going to be scratching their faces while they're asleep or playing. They're less likely to do that. And we also want to prevent that for themselves as well. So it would be an easier way to do that for that particular age. I haven't tried it on older kids, but it is way easier, especially if you, the parent, are intimidated. If you're intimidated by cutting the nails of such a young child or of an infant, this is another alternative that works well for both parties involved. It would be the nail file. And like I said, one of those old-fashioned paper or cardboard nail files that has just sandpaper on it, or just has some sort of, usually has two sides with different levels of grit on it. But that's an alternative to the nail clipper with the sharp sharp blades, but also something that is easy and it's quick would be the nail file or emery board. I think some places have them listed as that. Okay, those are the top five ways in which our Muslim kids can have their nails cut. Inshallah, they will have this habit instilled early on and will continue it for the rest of their lives. Until the next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.